And welcome back. We're back on the air with Radio Entrepreneurs. We're broadcasting today live from the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce at their Launchpad Center. We want to thank them very much for their hospitality. They've been great. Also want to thank Glenn Matthew for helping us put together this excellent roster of guests. I'm here now with Brenda Scannell, who is a brand ambassador for Sun Protective Clothing, which is something that we all need to learn more about, especially as fair-skinned people that have trouble with the sun. So, good morning, Brenda. How are you?
Good morning, Alex. And thank you for having me again. I appreciate it. I was here a few years ago, and this just has been a process. It continues. The reason that I really started doing this is because I have had 45 squamous cell cancer operations below my knees. And I have a feisty little Mohs surgeon who said to me, all right, this has happened to you. What are you going to do about it? So she prescribed Sun Protective Clothing. Coolabar is the brand. And said, all right, this is working for you. So now you should bring this into your yacht club. So 6 years later, way over 2,000 garments in the yacht club, and resistance at first. In the beginning, you know, people were like, well, is she alarmist? What is she hawking? The traditional clothing that sailors would wear, a lot of cotton, would be wet and baggy once conditions worsened. This clothing just goes under foul weather gear beautifully. It's sleek as ski clothing would be. And I was showing Alex earlier this very, very lightweight shirt. This is how far we've come. It is so sleek and just feels like air. I mean, it almost feels like you have nothing.
Yeah, it's amazingly thin when you look at it.
Very, very. And I think that's a huge inroad that, you know, that progress. Because in the beginning, what I have on is more of a swim material, because I have a swim shirt and tights, and I just dive right in the water, am totally protected. I have two sons. One of them is an ear, nose, and throat reconstructive surgeon, and the just disasters that he sees, especially if someone let their nose go or something, just didn't pay attention, the reconstruction that he has to do of that. He just said, Mom, you know, keep this up. Keep up the education. Keep up the networking and connecting and trying to give people another way. My other son is Matt Scannell, the lead singer and head of the band Vertical Horizon. He tours the world. He's just done 42 concerts all over the United States and up into Canada. And then he's with the military and just was in the Bahamas. He'll go with the military any place that they ask him. And he was with some air rescue guys in the water, totally protected in Coolabar, head to toe. So the rock star. It's not like the kids, you know, have to think, oh, this is not cool, or this looks like safari. It doesn't. It Matt does everything in black and white. So I've been many, many places, Mass Maritime Academy, Barnstable High School sailing team, and that's where I met Glenn Matthew, who made sure that I came here to just have another chance to express and to spread the word. I'm going to be doing a horse farm, Smithfield Farm, probably next week. It's almost not being able to go fast enough, farmers market in Falmouth. But again, I'm looking for people to give my email, to contact me and say, well, we want you to come here. It can be a kind of a pop-up situation in a minute. And I do have the product, but I also can order. The big thing is being sure that everyone really has exactly the right thing. The interesting thing about sailors is that I thought, well, we'll put swim shirts, especially for 420s hiking out. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that a lot of sailors want to be dry. So I speak to you and I listen, and then just knowing so much about this product, then I can get the right garment for you. I stay with this product because I know that there's more and more out there. I saw a shirt yesterday at a place that I went to think of doing some embroidery, and that shirt was hot. It was heavy. It only was UPF 30, and this is UPF 50. I don't find anything better. So I stay with this, and they've exploded. Coolabah has exploded, but they've grandfathered me to just stick right with them and to be the person that really educates and just gets the word out.
So you'll go anywhere to talk?
I will. And through the winter, especially through the winter, we live here on Cape Cod permanently now, so I need to be doing more work in the winter to prepare, to be ready, because the season is just such a blitz that my life in the summer is very intense, mm-hmm. because I won't say no.
So I can see that the clothing covers the arms and the legs.
Right.
What do you do about the face?
Well, I was saying to you, Alex, that there are definitely sun blocks. And what I'm seeing is all over Boston, different cities, that they have the dispensers. We have in the yacht clubs a very, you know, gallon, a very large dispenser. Blue Lizard is a brand that, mm-hmm. you know, I feel, all right, that's trustworthy. And one father at Quissett, I thought this was such a great thing. The girl was 11 years old. He said, if you get a sunburn, he said, then it's a timeout. You don't get to go to sailing class. So he's putting the onus on her. She's dressed in a sun protective shirt, but she must use that sunblock as well. And they have the big dispensers when they come in the middle of the day, automatically they'll go and just reapply.
Well, that's a great thing to do.
It's huge progress, huge progress.
As an oft sunburned child on the Cape, I dread what my future may hold for me.
Well, also, if I had a little more time, I have had photodynamic therapy over the winter. Again, I'm not a medical person, but this is sharing, and someone that was connected to my yacht club felt that more could be happening for me. And Dr. Rox Anderson at Mass General Hospital has done some applications of this photodynamic therapy, and this is my best summer yet. So again, all that sharing. There are creams. My Mohs surgeon has saved my life over and over. So there are things that can be done, and squamous cell, along with melanoma, can kill you. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of those squamous cell that I've had, any one of them could kill me. So that's the reality that must be faced. At our club, I think that people were not talking about skin cancer. I think that there's some sort of an embarrassment to it, or also, it's not going to happen to me. Mm-hmm. There's a tremendous amount of, it's not going to happen to me. So once this started at our club, then there's so much discussion, there's so much skin cancer in that club, it's shocking. So that means that it's, you know, we have a life of extreme games mm-hmm. on Cape Cod. We're outside all the time, and this is just to be considered.
No, it's absolutely critically important to protect
totally.
Your skin, because it totally. Is the only skin you get.
Yes, you're right. You're right. And it's just such a different time. As I say, the clothing, it's fashionable. I want it to be fashionable. I don't want to look like Safari. I want it to be, you know, good design. And I feel that that is there now. We do have that.
Nothing would be wrong with a Cape Cod Safari, though. That sounds
well,
like fun
to me. Well, maybe for you.
Excellent. Yeah, and I guess I don't really wear that. But, you know, my son is a trendsetter. He started wearing the hat. The big bucket hat.
Great. Oh,
so,
that is
and
wonderful.
Then all the kids that are on the sailing team with him started wearing that too. So.
Oh, now that is so.
So if he
important.
Started wearing one of those swim shirts, sun shirts, I think that we might get some more kids
right,
doing that.
Exactly. But so. You know, the hats. When I hear that, I'm loving to hear it. And Matt, our son, the hats he has are bucket hats from Coolabah. When he goes to the Middle East, which he does. the soldiers, you know, they have on a bucket hat. They're handsome. Mm-hmm. They're just so handsome. It's stunning. And now there's something like that, you know, that mm-hmm. and I think the sailors just look so handsome when they have them on. So that's big progress. Yeah. I've had a little bit more trouble with the hats, so I'm loving that input about your son.
The hat is his trademark. So
that is just great.
And his team at Newton North is ordering hats.
And it's getting used to it. Yeah. I think it's just getting used to
absolutely.
It. That, oh my gosh, that hat is such a part of what we do on the water.
Yeah.
And when they accept that, when they see that, and we have great, absolutely great looking hats.
Well, that's terrific. Well, thank you for coming in today, Brenda. So how can people get in touch with you,
Brenda?
So
my email for anyone that would need just any kind of help, have interest, is bscannell@mac.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much for coming in. It's been a wonderful having you and learning about sun protective clothing. This is Alex Cooper with Radio Entrepreneurs. We'll be back after these messages. Thank you very much.